Decisions at Sea.
Steady.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Are you?
Oh, fine. I don't worry.
Thought I was going to miss it.
Hang on. Let me give you a hand. Your suitcase is scattering itself everywhere.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Quick, before the wind takes them.
And then I saw him pick up the urn. It must have rolled out of the suitcase, although I'd wrapped and wedged it so carefully. It was small and humble. It didn't look like anything special, except the name engraved on the top. He couldn't help reading it. He held it out to me.
I'm sorry.
Please, don't be.
Shall I put it back in for you?
Thank you. Sorry, silly of me to get so upset.
There you go. All done. You need to get yourself a belt to put around it.
Yes.
It's a lovely old-style suitcase.
Thank you. It was my father's.
George O'Keegan.
Yes. Georgie K. What are you doing?
Use my belt for now. You don't want it opening up again.
Well, I can't do that.
No, it's alone until you, until you get yourself something else. There.
You on holiday?
Well, I'm not actually. I'm working. I'm head of an adult education scheme for mature students. We're on an archaeological tour.
How exciting.
Aye. I enjoy it. What about you?
Me? Oh, in an office.
Oh, anything interesting?
Just a Person Friday.
Well, hello, Person Friday. I'm Eric. It's great to meet you.
Person. The photocopiers have... Oh, Orla, sorry. The photocopiers packed up. You don't have the number of that local guy Tessa uses, do you?
Sorry.
When's she back?
Don't know, actually. I think she's away for a week.
It's not like her to take a spontaneous holiday.
I've never known her to take a holiday at all. Not in 10 years.
Is there any way of getting in touch with her?
I don't think she left a number.
How annoying. Oh, and Orla... She usually picks up my dry cleaning for me. I'll get it myself this week, obviously, but you wouldn't know where she might have put the docket.
I wouldn't.
I'd no idea she was so indispensable. I should probably take a look at giving her a rise.
Really?
Well, it's been quite a while.
But what would a rise mean in Tessa's case?
Good point, Orla. Good point.
Hello again.
Oh. You gave me a start again.
I brought your belt back.
Oh, cheers.
I managed to get a piece of rope from the crew. It was a good tip, thank you.
Hey, Person Friday. Can I get you a drink or something?
My name's Tessa.
Tessa? That's lovely.
Person Friday. Just great. It began as my job description, but it became a nickname.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Why?
Well... I started organising this regular Friday communal activity thing for the whole office and, well, the name kind of stuck.
And what was it? What did you organise?
It was just a bit of fun.
What?
Basically, every Friday afternoon, I'd raffle my wages.
You what? Hang on, you... You gambled your wage packet every week?
Yes.
And the whole office joined in?
Yes.
And how much did you stand to make?
I am putting my wage packet at risk. There can be a shortfall if people are off sick or on holiday.
Oh, I'm not criticising. I think it's genius. What are the odds?
Well, I earn £105 a week. There are 123 employees in the company. Mm-hmm. So if they each buy a ticket for £1, one of them's guaranteed to go home with £105 and I take the £17 over.
And they don't grudge you your takings?
I don't think so. In fact, they often help out. If someone's sick or away, a friend usually puts in £1 for them.
I think that's brilliant. Now, what will they be doing today, then? I mean, will they do it without you?
Well, it's Friday, isn't it? No, I don't think they'll do it without me. I wonder if they'll miss it.
4 o'clock, our Friday flutter. Makes a nice climax to the week.
It's a long afternoon without it.
Ah, it's only a bit of fun, really.
Oh, there's definitely no harm in it.
Between ourselves, I had my doubts about her treating her wage packet so casually.
Oh, yes. I had my concerns when she first suggested it.
I mean, in my view, your wages are a bargain between you and management. Not something to disclose to all your colleagues, and even worse, to play fast and loose with. But after I won the 105 myself, I wasn't in a position to fault it anymore, was I?
Well, likewise.
Where was she planning to go on her holiday?
She didn't say.
Very rude of me. I should have asked.
We'll ask her when she gets back.
There you go. One of white wine.
Shouldn't you be over with your group?
Oh, no, no. I've talked to them non-stop all day. They're probably delighted to be free of me.
Must be wonderful being able to teach people.
I enjoy it.
Was it something you always wanted to do?
Yes, it was. I am one of those rare things, a vocational teacher. But I'll tell you another time. I'm fed up with the sound of my own voice. Enough of me. I want to hear about you.
Me?
Yeah. What made you come up with this mad, raffling wages idea?
In the beginning, it was just to get a bit more money.
Uh-huh. It couldn't have made you all that much, though.
No, but saved over 10 years, it made enough.
10 years?
But I suppose it became a way of getting to know people, you know?
No. How?
Well, I can be a bit shy. I'd ask them about what they'd spent their winnings on. Somehow, it was okay, not rude or intrusive, since it was because of me risking my wage packet that they'd won at all.
Oh. And what did they spend it on?
You really want to know?
Yes.
Well, Mr. Pitt, he wanted to spoil the wife, you know. Do something really special. Celebrate.
So, I thought we could go to the shopping centre, which stays open late on Fridays. Snatch a hamburger to save her having to cook for a change. And then we could browse for a happy hour or two in the DIY section and choose tiles and curtain things so I could finish off the bathroom over the weekend. But the wife flew off at the deep end, didn't she? Must have been menopause or something. I was a man without soul, if that's what I thought of as a celebration. It's impossible to please.
It's impossible to please some people.
That is brilliant. You bring him completely alive. I want to meet him now.
I don't think so.
Who else? Go on.
Well, Mr. Starling, he's the ambitious young man in accounts. He spent it all on management books, believe it or not.
Of course he did.
Miss Walsh in sales, she spent hers on sailing lessons.
As one does.
Well, it's well known you meet a superior class of people out yachting.
So that's where I went wrong.
Mr. O'Brien in customer relations bought a watch that says a lot about who you are as well as telling the time.
You know them all so well.
Orla, she's like the flagship of the company's image, sitting immaculate at the reception desk. She had to do a lot of research before she committed to a beauty salon.
It really does matter who's doing the treatment. The best beautician is someone who can treat the individual. Someone who I felt could really respond to me. There's really no point going cheap. No point looking for a bargain. It's one of those things where you just do have to accept that the best costs. It actually came to more than my winnings, and I took a day of holiday. But it was definitely worth it, don't you think?
I struggled to be enthusiastic. I really did. But I couldn't see much difference. She looked almost exactly the same. Ah, well. Made her happy. Each to his own.
Mm-hmm. And, how about you? I want to know about you. What were you saving for?
Can we go up on deck? We walked on the deck under the millions of stars.
and somehow I ended up telling him much more than I'd intended about the little room I'd been renting for the last 10 years, so as to be as near to my father as I could. How almost all my wage went on keeping him in care, and about how brave my dad was, how difficult it was watching him deteriorate, and about how I lost him 6 months ago.
You decided to spend your savings on a cruise? To sail away?
I've never even been on a boat before. It was a bit of a risk.
A gamble?
Yes.
Can I tempt you to take another risk? A bigger gamble?
You can try.
Don't go back. Keep travelling with me, with my group. Join our tour.
Here, and the fax machine this morning. Bit brief, isn't it? I don't think we did anything wrong.
Of course we didn't. She always seemed entirely happy.
After 10 years, I mean, no gratitude at all. All those years of employment. No message of goodwill.
She certainly never gave any hint she was less than content with anything.
Unusual girl.
Quite odd, really. I mean, do you know anything about her? I don't. Not really. After all these years, that's pretty strange.
Yes. Must be it. Where do you think she's gone?
I've no idea. We'll never know.
Eric stood beside me at the stern. It was a beautiful evening. The setting sun spilled gold and crimson over the sea. It tinged the gull's hovering wings pink. It was the right moment. It was perfect. I lifted the little urn and scattered the ashes behind the ship into the waves and foam.
Bon voyage. Amen.
Do you mind if we walk round to the front of the ship? I just want to be facing the direction we're going.
Of course not. I know what you mean.
We walked around to the front of the ship, not saying anything, hand in hand, comfortable, as if we'd known each other all our lives, except we hadn't, until we stood together at the prow, looking forward, towards the horizon now, the wind in our faces.
Thank you.
It was an honour to be there. Have you had any more thoughts about perhaps joining our tour? Taking a chance with me?
I have.
And?
I thought, why not?
You'll come.
I'll take a punt.
May I kiss you?
Yes. I'd like that. Very much.
And so he kissed me. And I knew immediately that this gamble would pay off. This time, I'd hit the jackpot.